Money for nothing. In my next example, again using the 300-unit apartment house, I will explain how I receive an infinite return by using leverage. The way this will be done is by raising rents and adding washers and dryers to each of the 300 units. The net $100 a month increase in rents is due to increased rents to match the competition, upgrades to the exterior, and fitting each unit with washers and dryers. This $100 a month increase in income is a 100% financed transaction. We get extra money from the bank to do the renovations. We have the control. The increase in debt is more than covered by our increase in income. This extra $100 is technically an infinite return because all the expense is fronted by the bank and all the returns come to me. The increase of $100 per month is multiplied by 300 units. This is an increase in gross income of $30,000 a month and $360,000 a year on top of the cash flow we are already getting. This $360,000 is an infinite return measured by cash flow in hand, not some fictitious capital gain on paper. In summary, the bank puts up 100% of the money for these improvements, and we receive the increase in income. The tenants pay for expenses and the mortgage. Number 3. IRR, or Internal Rate of Return. One of the more complex, sophisticated, and often confusing measures of ROI is the internal rate of return. If investors really know what they are doing, they can increase their ROI by understanding IRR. In overly simplified terms, internal rate of return, IRR, measures the other returns and other leverage that a well-controlled investment can provide. The first example of IRR is passive income. Most people understand that gross rents are part of the income column. Yet IRR also measures other forms of income. Passive income is subject to lower tax rates than earned income. In the U.S., passive income is not subject to Social Security or self-employment taxes. In other words, these taxes do not show up as expenses in the expense column, which is technically a gain in income. The second example of IRR is depreciation. In the U.S., the tax department gives some investors an additional income that actually looks like an expense. This income is known as depreciation. Another term for depreciation is phantom income. The reason it is phantom income is because it's income that shows up somewhere else. For example, let's say my tax bill is $1,000. The IRS may allow me to depreciate my investment by $200, allowing me to pay only $800 in taxes. This additional $200 is phantom income, or money I did not have to pay. It is $200 that remains in my pocket, instead of going to the government. Depreciation is allowed for such things as refrigerators, ceiling fans, carpet, furniture, and other items that decline in value with age. A tax accountant can explain this to you if you own a business or real estate. There is no such thing as depreciation for paper asset investors. A third example of internal rate of return is amortization, which is a fancy word for paying off debt on a scheduled basis. When you have good debt, debt that someone else, such as a renter, pays for you, amortization becomes income to you. In other words, as a tenant pays down my debt, that payment is technically income to me, income that is paid to reduce my debt as my cash stays in my pocket, ready for the next great investment opportunity to come my way. Additionally, while my tenant is paying down my debt, I still receive all the tax benefits associated with my investment. A fourth example of IRR is appreciation. Appreciation is the increase in asset value. This is also income to you. This is not appreciation based upon some appraiser's idea of an increase in sales price based on comparative sales in the area. The way I measure appreciation is by the actual increase in income to my income column. For example, the increase of $360,000 in income from my 300-unit apartment house is measurable. This is not an exact method for defining IRR, but it gives you an idea how an investor can increase his or her return on investment far higher than most investors can receive from paper assets. At least you have an idea of what an IRR is. I would guess 95% of investors have never heard of internal rates of return, so you are now smarter and sharper than 95% of the investors out there.